This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Residents miles away from the Christmas morning explosion in downtown Nashville say they felt it. This witness telling WKRN-TV she lives several blocks away from the explosion site.
Well, around 6:30 this morning, there was a very loud boom, and the house rattled, shook very hard, so it appeared at that time that it was something like an explosion.
Nashville police believe the blast was intentional. Former D.C. homicide detective Ted Washington tells Fox News what will be next in this investigation.
One of the things that they're going to be looking at strongly, Leland, in this area will be videotape, because the videotapes in this area and most of it are the area in Nashville.
And President Trump and the First Lady spending their Christmas Day at his Mar-a-Lago resort. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Voters in Georgia keep turning out in huge numbers for the January 5th Senate runoff election. The latest early voting numbers show more than 2 million people have turned in their ballots. That's over a quarter of all registered voters. As far as election integrity in Georgia, Carl Rove tells Fox News.
Well, look, the state attorney general and the secretary of state are conducting investigations of what they believe are inappropriate activity, and there'll be some examples made.
The 2020 Heisman finalists are revealed.
The Alabama Crimson Tide will be well represented when the Heisman Trophy is awarded next month. Quarterback Mac Jones and wide receiver Devonta Smith were among the four finalists announced Thursday for college football's top prize. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence and Florida quarterback Kyle Trask round out this year's list of finalists. The Heisman will be awarded on January 5th during a virtual ceremony. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President-elect Joe Biden plans to move quickly against guns, adding the issue to his list of first executive orders. It is expected that Biden will use executive orders, especially if Democrats don't win both Georgia's special Senate elections. Gun rights activist and attorney Colin Nowar says some of the Biden cabinet picks are no fan of the Second Amendment.
I don't think this should, honestly, it doesn't surprise me and the rest of the gun community because we've been battling this for decades. However, for a lot of the new gun owners, they need to understand that they've been doing this for a while now. They fight holistically. They don't just come in through the front door. They attack at all angles. So if they can make it a health care issue or some other non-relative issue, as long as it's actually going towards their goal, which is restricting your Second Amendment rights, they're going to do it. And so it's not just a political war. It's not just a legal war. It's also a culture war. And they understand that. It was Eric Holder, who was former AG for Obama. He even said it himself explicitly. We need to brainwash people about guns in this country. So this is a cultural battle. And so I implore all the new gun owners out there who may have even voted for Biden to understand that this isn't just you can go out, buy a gun, and then all of a sudden your rights are protected. That's not how this works. You've got to be vigilant about protecting your rights.
A very Merry Christmas from everyone here on the news team at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. It's also great to have my good friend Phil Hotzenpiller, the founder president of American Faith and the senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim, California. Hey, Phil, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Bill?
Doing wonderful here. You caught me with a, you know, one of the things you learn whenever you're in front of a microphone is you're always tempted to take that last bite of something before you go on the air, and experience tells you do not do that, and especially when it involves peanut butter. So.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
I'm just saying.
A little earlier here.
Really, you know, just not, yeah. Go ahead.
It's not peanut butter, moment right now. It's pretty early out here in California, but I guess you're on mid-break right there. So,
well, a little bit.
Good to see you on the phone here and talk about what's happening in our world and why I'm getting so many questions about what do you think's going to happen? Where does God fit into this
right.
picture scheme of things?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're very, very good questions. I think the first question is, our answer is, I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
I think this election could go either way, and I think there's a lot of just uncertainty happening. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, and I agree with the first assessment. That's like, I don't know. I always tell people, you may have heard me say this before, I've probably said it to you, that you know, I refer myself often as a but God Christian, and people go, you know, well, but God, what does that mean? It just kind of snaps their head to attention a little bit to wonder what the heck Martinez is up to. But the fact of the matter is that when you read the Bible time and again, you always get to those points where it's just impossible, where you're thinking, oh, they're done. You know, Israel is done. It's over. And then you have that, you know, but God, that transformational phrase that comes in where, you know, the truth of God, the power of God comes through and it makes all the difference. Now, we could only hope for a but God moment, because if we do, then we'll get reconciled to the truth and things will straighten out here. And as we're told in the Word of God, that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. Right now, they're not rejoicing, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that righteousness is not reigning.
Mm-hmm. It's not reigning, and it also talks in Proverbs about the bitterness in the mouth of, you know, when you have a ruler that's unrighteous. And I'm thinking about what we're living through here in California, and I just saw, you know, New York is in a new state of economic morass right now.
Right.
And, you know, there's just a lot of hard living being done right now.
Right.
And it's not because of COVID. It's largely because of bad leadership on the part of some of these governors.
Well, the very thing that Trump said, do not let the solution be worse than the problem. And that's where we are right now. And I have to believe, Phil, I mean, you know, I was saying this morning, that for people who haven't lost a job, for people that haven't lost a business, it's kind of like no big whoop necessarily. I mean, you read about it, you know, maybe some people might throw out a little prayer and feel a little bit bad until it really happens to them. But the fact of the matter is that what's happening to them is really happening to us. And that's what Texas came out to say in going to the Supreme Court, saying, look at what you've allowed corrupt-wise to happen in these other states. We're taking exception because it will impact our state. Even though we didn't cheat here in Texas, they cheated, and e pluribus unum, from the many is one, and that means everything, grief, joy, all that is a shared experience, and that's what this is all coming down to. And so whether or not it is you that's unemployed, or whether or not it is you that had to lose a dream, and you and I are business people, Phil, and you and I have talked about this before. You know, what goes on? I mean, those 3 o'clock in the morning wake-up calls that you're staring at the ceiling tiles wondering if you should get into business, if you should open your own company. You know, who do you get to back you, in-laws, outlaws, whatever, you know, to raise the funds in order to do it. And you finally get there and you start to provide for your family. And then comes COVID-19, no fault of your own. And you hang in there for as long as you can. You get government support if you're lucky, if you know the right people. And if you don't, then you're by the wayside. And I mean, I think about the thousands. Phil, it's devastating. You think of the thousands of businesses, the thousands of dreamers who have had their dream, you know, just blown away because of COVID. And our government, and including the governors of these specific states that you're referring to, they're not helping.
No, not at all. I just did a video for another petition we're doing here, and it was on small businesses. And 42% of California small businesses will close or have closed in the next 2 months.
42%.
Think of that number, 42%. Wow. I would guess the lion's share of those are going to be, you know, the mom and pop and the privately owned restaurants.
Restaurants, yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, so
and there seems to be zero concern about that on the part of the governor, and then Los Angeles is even worse. So if you take it's like Dumb and Dumbers operating in our state here between Garcetti and Newsom, but there's some really a strong and a powerful move right now for recall. In fact, it's the same group that
they've got over 1 million votes right now. I think, or 1 million signatures, I think, is what they have right now, last I heard.
Yeah, and what's really shifted in the last week is Huckabee and Newt Gingrich both endorsed what's happening right now, and it's a really powerful movement, and there'll be a press release today that is going to put this thing in high gear.
Wow. Yeah, the last time I was in California, I saw more repeal Newsom signs than I did Biden-Harris signs, so that should tell you something, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, but again, getting back to, you know, these jobs, like you say, 40%, the reality is these states, the lost income that they will experience as a result of these businesses, you know, the tax revenue is going to be devastating. So they can only hope that Biden is the president, because if Biden's the president, they're going to go to the coffers. You know, they're going to go to the Treasury of the United States. They will be healed by these Democrats. And, you know, pensions, all the whole shenanigans and the stuff that, you know, that they have messed up in terms of, you know, fiduciary responsibility will all be, they'll have a clean slate. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. And the American people are going to wonder why their taxes are so high and why they're, you know, they're strapped and blind boxed and begging.
Yeah. Well, it's on the doorstep, and, it'll take a miracle to turn it around, honestly, you know. But I do see a really good sign, and that is there's a lot of small businesses here that are just saying, no, we're not closing.
Right.
Forget it. Because what choice do they have? I'm going to go out of business, go broke, go bankrupt, have no livelihood at all, or you're going to fine me $1,000. That's a really easy decision.
Exactly. No, this is really, it's so devastating on so many levels. And again, my heart, because I have the heart of a businessman, and I think about what these people have gone through and what they're experiencing through no help of their government. But look, this is why people need to understand why our vote matters, right?
It does, especially on a local level.
Yeah, the local level is going to be greatly impacted. And meanwhile, on federal level, this will play out as it will play out. I just saw breaking news that Dominion Voting Systems uses a firm that was hacked. I thought that was convenient. It's a convenient headline because it gives them some plausible deniability, because they're hoping, you know, hope upon hope that there's life after the 2020 election, and how they've been tainted with voter fraud and discrepancies and hacking and all that. And of course now what you do, and what the Democrats are real efficient at doing, is that when they're blamed for something, they shift it. And in this case, Dominion is shifting it to a firm that has hacked them.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
It's who I be. And
And also with us is the one and only Phil Hotzenpiller, senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. He's also the founder president of American Faith. Phil, you know, the question that you're asked is one that I'm asked often as well, is that where is God in all this? And you know, we've got people have been storming the state. I mean, the mainstream media is not reporting on this. I mean, over the weekend, in fact, I just got the phone with Amy Kramer, and she's been leading that that bus tour that is demanding election accountability and transparency. And, you know, really, they've been there in D.C. This is the second time they went there. And she told me, Bill, we had another record crowd. It was well over a million people. Now, all the other, wow. You know, all the other people are saying, oh, just, you know, it's thousands of people that came out. And they're focusing on the conflict of the Proud. The Proud Boys were there in numbers to protect the people who were there peacefully demonstrating. And, of course, you're hearing a lot of stuff about the Proud Boys, like they were, you know, causing the problems. They actually protected, and Amy reported. So thank God for the Proud Boys, because a minimal number of conflicts compared to what happened the last time when, you know, people like you and me were out there just doing our civic duty and we're getting accosted and beat up. And, you know, I mean, it was just absolutely disgusting what happened that the mainstream media just overlooked. And they almost, it was almost like they were almost satisfied to see people, you know, exercising their civic responsibility, you know, calling for election integrity. And they were just happy to see people getting their heads knocked off and left unconscious in a concussion. I mean, and this is just insane. But thank God, you know, Amy said that the Proud Boys were there. They protected the people. There were, I think, you know, she said a minimal amount of incidences compared to what happened last time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, whenever you want to do a color revolution, and I don't know if our listeners know that term, but it's a CIA term of how you basically engineer a coup from an outsider perspective. And the, you know, what's happened to Trump for 4 years has been, has every evidence of that. Now the question is, God, where's God come in? And there's a term that our founding fathers used, and it was a term called providence. And they did that in the midst of a world that was trying to eliminate God because of what was happening in Europe and just the turmoil that was happening, especially in France. But George Washington.
Well, especially Phil, for just a minute, real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Especially when God was misrepresented by leadership in Europe. That was the disgusting thing. And you thought, wow, man, you know, are you in serious trouble? I mean, you're going to represent God and you're going to misrepresent God? Man, you're going to have hell to pay here. And so you can't blame the people for having this, you know, this honest, you know, doubt and skepticism about religion and governments.
Yeah, exactly. And so providence was a term they used to describe not just God, but they used it to describe the way that God directs and controls basically a nation. Mm-hmm. And Washington said this, I think it's a great quote. He said, "Providence, to whom we are infinitely more indebted than we are to our own wisdom, our own exertions, has always displayed its power, goodness, when clouds and thick darkness seem ready to overwhelm." And then here's the part I like. "The hour now comes," what Washington said, "when we stand much in need of another manifestation of its bounty, however little we deserve." So when we think about providence, we think in terms of creation. We think in terms of preservation, but we also think in terms of direction. Mm-hmm. And so if we believe in the God of the Bible, then we believe he created, we believe he preserves what we have, but we also believe that he directs. And somehow, in the midst of all these crazy headlines we're reading, God is working something that we don't really understand at this point, but we will understand and be able to look back on and go, oh, that's what he was up to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that is the ultimate, because when we surrender our ideas to a providential God who is in charge, I mean, look at we are his creation. It's not like this is a surprise. He knew this was going to happen. I think our founding fathers had some insight and revelation. That's why they wrote the U.S. Constitution in the manner which it was, why John Adams said that the Constitution was wholly designed for a moral and God-fearing people. So you take that out of the mix, and the Constitution implodes on itself, which is another act that's being perpetrated on the American people right now is that they've taken God out of the picture, the powers to be, this elite ruling class, so that the Constitution would implode on itself. And this is why people, you know, either are totally ignorant of the Constitution, or when it comes into play and it's even so obvious, they just they figure you can just skirt around it, that it's irrelevant.
Yeah, yeah, it's so true. And so here's the thing. We know that God has had his hand in shaping this nation. Mm-hmm. Do we believe that God is still in the process of shaping this nation for a purpose? I would say yes.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people say God's taking his hand off. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think what's happening is God shapes, corrects, and directs. And we have to realize that he, when we get pushed in a corner, what do the righteous do? They pray.
Yes. And that's what's happening.
When they see right. Yeah, that's what's happening. We've got more movement toward understanding our constitutional rights than we have in a long time, let's be honest. Because, you know, we took it for granted. Now people aren't taking it for granted. Now they're going, wait a minute, this First Amendment really does exist, and now I see how it's threatened. Right. So we're going to rise up. We're going to do something about that. So I think it's a great time, honestly. Great time. It's uncertainty, and I don't like a lot of it, but you know what? It's a great time to see the hand of God.
Yeah. Well, my son will appreciate this because he's often heard from me that it is evidence that defines preference. And here we are, or I say experience that defines preference. And we are experiencing, like you say, things that are very uncomfortable. And the takeaway from this is, how should it be? How do we want it to be?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh. And so God's doing something, and we just need to step back. Let God do it. Keep praying. Keep doing what we know to do. Mm-hmm. But see the hand of God in what we're in, everything that's happening.
This really is a spiritual battle, isn't it, ultimately?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you saw General Flynn's comment.
Yes, I did.
I just read it on Twitter yesterday. But it was powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in a spiritual battle. This is the real deal.
Yes.
This is the real deal. Have you had him on since...
No, I've been trying to get him on, you know, since he got pardoned. But I've had Sidney Powell on many, many times. And, of course, right now her hands are so busy, you know, fighting the good fight on, you know, the legal battle. You know, that's in the physical realm. But this is where we have a role to play. As you say, it's a spiritual battle. It's time to armor up. And every day, Phil, I pray the full armor of God. You cannot go out into this world without the full armor of God. And I highly recommend, I know at times when I share that with people, they go, oh, gosh, I'm so glad you reminded me of it. I said, well, this is what the nefarious spiritual forces, they want us to become complacent, you know, to your point, to where we do not utilize the weapons of our warfare. I mean, and God's probably sitting there just going, you knuckleheads, I gave this to you. Why don't you utilize this?
Well, it's true, and you made a good point. Sometimes we forget what we already know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why we have to plan it into a routine on a daily basis, just saying, these are my non-negotiable steps today I'm taking to ensure that I'm going to be, you know, powerful and set up for a win in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And I think we just have to do it. We don't have a lot of choice.
No, there's no exception to it, and I pray that people really take this to heart because, you know, just like you said, you know, people, you know, the other thing that I've noticed is that you see people repeatedly, you know, and I'll have a regular conversation with them at the golf course or, you know, maybe at the bank or, you know, at the store, you know, through a mask. But it's interesting when we start talking about some of the pain that they go, instinctively their eyes go up, Phil.
Yep.
You know,
amen.
So what is that? They're looking to something that they in their heart knows exists, which is God himself. And they're realizing that this is beyond them, that this is beyond their job qualification, and that God is the one who has the answer. And this is why Franklin Graham, Jonathan Kahn, others, you know, pastors like yourself, you know, with the prayer wall, other God-fearing people have been leading their people to prayer, because this is the remedy. And, you know, and as Paul says, having done everything to stand, what do?
Stand, therefore.
Keep standing. You just got to keep standing, right? Keep standing, keep praying.
Yep.
That's what it's all about. Phil Hotzenpiller, founder, president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills. Thank you, Phil.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Residents miles away from the Christmas morning explosion in downtown Nashville say they felt it. This witness telling WKRN-TV she lives several blocks away from the explosion site.
Well, around 6:30 this morning, there was a very loud boom, and the house rattled, shook very hard, so it appeared at that time that it was something like an explosion.
Nashville police believe the blast was intentional. Former D.C. homicide detective Ted Washington tells Fox News what will be next in this investigation.
One of the things that they're going to be looking at strongly, Leland, in this area will be videotape, because the videotapes in this area and most of the area in Nashville.
And President Trump and the First Lady spending their Christmas Day at his Mar-a-Lago resort. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez live.
There it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts. The Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
These letters have just now been delivered to Mr. Kringle by bona fide employees of the post office. I offer them as positive proof.
Three letters, Your Honor, are hardly positive proof.
I understand the post office receives thousands of these letters every year.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Merry Christmas to you. It's Bill Martinez, and I'll tell you, I can't imagine a Christmas without Becky Kelly. Becky's on the phone with us, and Becky and I connected a number of years back after I read about a story that was about her then 4-year-old nephew, Spencer, who was at the mall. And he had an interesting observation, and that observation has triggered off what has become quite a phenomena here. And Becky and her dad wrote a song about it, and everybody looks forward to it. It has become a special part of my Christmas, and I'm happy to be sharing it with you today, and Becky Kelly as well. Becky's on the phone with us. Becky, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Bill? Thanks for having me.
Doing wonderful. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, it's been about 4 years since we first started talking, and we seem to have this dialogue every Christmas. And like I said, I just can't imagine Christmas without you and hearing the sweet story of Spencer. And tell our audience, you know, a little bit of background about yourself and, you know, what happened, you know, that day at the mall.
Sure. Well, Well, I am from St. Louis, and I'm here right now, and it's 8 degrees here. I don't know how warm it is where you are, but it's freezing.
It's frightful, isn't it?
Yes, it's frightful. Yes. But, so I have sung my whole life, and my dad, you know, he's always been a piano player, and this is kind of what we've done. And my sister, one day, took my nephew, like you said, Spencer, to the mall, and they were in line to see Santa, and he looked up at her and said, "Are we in line to see Jesus?" And she said, "What? Excuse me, what did you say?" You know, and couldn't believe what he had just asked her. And so she basically called my dad and told him, and he wrote the song that day, and it kind of went from there. And he asked if I wanted to sing in the studio and go ahead and record a version of it, and I said, "Sure." And it went from there. We did the video, and it's out now, and we have over 4 million hits this year on YouTube, which is unbelievable. The song's called "Where's the Line to See Jesus?" So it's been really exciting and awesome to see what God's done with it over the last 4 years. So.
Well, and Spencer's been growing up with this song, and now what, he's 9, he's going to be 10 years old. And so what does he think when he hears the song now that he's able to relate a little bit more to that?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. And it's, the funny thing is about that, when we first released it, people were writing, you know how people are, some people, they said, "There's no way he asked that. That's not true." And it absolutely was true. And it just kind of become a part of his life. Every Christmas, he knows it comes around. And, of course, he's seen the video. And I'm sure he's happy to be a part of it. He's a sweet kid. He's in fourth grade this year. So it's just kind of become a part of all of our lives. Every year we gear up after Thanksgiving. We know the phone calls and emails are going to start piling in, and the orders and the, you know, the radio interviews, and it's really exciting and it's awesome. It's great.
Yeah, you know, Bill Martinez is going to call you and say, "Okay, we got to talk. We got to get an update."
Yeah. That's
well,
right.
And congratulations, four million hits on the site.
Thank
and the
you.
Song, and
I know.
Everybody's sharing it. I imagine Spencer's probably got a T-shirt that says "Where's the line to see Jesus?" Right?
Hey, that's a good idea. We haven't thought of that one yet. We'll have to get those out too.
Well, exactly. Well, that's my thought. I mean, let's get this out, and we'll keep promoting it across the country here.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is amazing.
Well, Becky, I'm sure for the family, I mean, this has really kind of been such a special and becoming such an iconic event, you know, for, you know, the family, like you say, you know, right after Thanksgiving, everybody's rallying around, and it's "Where's the Line to See Jesus?" And I know for people mm-hmm. that have seen the video, which is on your website, and it's real easy because the website is wheresthelinetoseejesus.com, right?
That's right. You got it. That's it.
Right. And then also there, you know, you've been keeping up with the blog and interacting with, you know, the communities across the country. What are some of the sweet stories that you hear about people's reaction to the song?
Well, there's one I posted on Facebook this year that really caught me off guard. It is from Germany, which is crazy because it literally is all over the world. They play it in Australia quite a bit, I think. And anyway, this email came from a man in Germany, and he said he was kind of bored at work and just started a playlist of Christmas songs on YouTube. And ours was the first one that came up. And he said he just stopped what he was doing and, you know, watched the video. And he said he just started crying. And he said, "I'm a 49-year-old German man, and we do not cry," you know. And he said it just kind of broke through to my heart, you know, that this is, that you were singing about the real reason of Christmas. And I love that. And what I put on my Facebook status is we're really not creating a war against Santa Claus. You know, we're trying to just get people to remember the real reason for the for the season. So it was, that was probably my favorite email of the season. I'm like, thank you, you get it. You know, you get all kinds of messages. But that was, that one stood out to me this year. So it's been neat to hear from everybody.
Well, I want you to be encouraged, too. I know we've had a lot of conversation on our show nationally about this, that this supposed, you know, war on Christmas and that sort of thing. But it really isn't passing the so what test. The media is kind of hyping up something that really isn't there.
Right.
And that's unfortunate. I mean, it's unfortunate in a sense that of the time that they could be spending and talking and sharing moments like Spencer and these kids and, you know, and their reality of Christmas and also America. Because in latest polling, you know, from Rasmussen, it said that
67% of America would much rather hear Merry Christmas than Happy Holidays as a greeting, for example.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
I always say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that's
huge. I know.
You know, and especially when you and you know, and you can hear people when they say Merry Christmas, and it's genuine, and it's from something inside of them, their spirit that just wants to bless somebody else, and
yeah.
And that's the way I give it, and the way I, at least I try to give it and receive it as well, is that it's one blessing to another human being
exactly.
That's on this journey together on this planet, you know, and
right.
Here,
right.
The ultimate Christmas gift
yes.
That God gave us 2,000 years ago, right?
Exactly, exactly. That's exactly right. Yep,
right.
I 100% agree.
Well, in Out of the Mouths of Babes comes profound truths that many adults somehow, you know, are blocked from understanding because of where they are on their journey. And I hope that your journey can lead you into appreciating what came out of Spencer's mouth now, 5 years ago. When he looked up to his mom and said, where's the line to see Jesus, right, Becky?
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play the song for everybody right now. Becky Kelly, this is a song that her father wrote, and she sang, and this has become quite the family song, and a song for not just the United States, but around the world, with 4 million hits. People around the world are enjoying. Where's the line to see Jesus?
Approaching, snow starting to fall, shoppers choosing their presents, people filling the mall, children waiting for Santa with excitement and glee. Little boy tucked my sweater. That's me.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, and great to have a good friend of mine, Kevin Austin, with ChristReef.com, joins us now. And just to give you a little bit of background about Kevin, is that we didn't even realize how connected we were, because when I go back to when I first got back on the radio, doing this radio show, I interviewed a gal, Becky Kelly, who did this song, and you may have seen it on her website, and you may even recall where she did this incredible song at Christmas time, which led from an experience from her nephew, I believe. And they went to the mall, and everybody was lined up to see Santa, right? And don't you know, kids can give you, you know, they can just hit you right between the eyes with the truth. And and what he did was he looks up and he says, "Hey, where's the line to see Jesus? You know, we got a big line here for for Santa, but there's no line. You know, what's going on?" And so that inspired Becky and her father to write the song, "Where's the Line to See Jesus?" They went in the studio, and God, it was just a memorable song and a great hit, and something that we shared with a lot of people in Los Angeles, California. And we had Becky on a couple other times after that. It seemed like it was an annual Christmas event. Okay, fast forward all these years later, I run into Kevin. Kevin goes, "Oh yeah, where's the line to see Jesus?" And he's been doing this promotion here in Florida. And I, oh my gosh, this must be something here. So is that, did I do a fair summary of that, Kevin?
Yes, it really is. I was working on this program, the Christ Reef, and listening to some music. And I heard this wonderful song, "Where's the Line to See Jesus," in the video. Mm-hmm. And looking at it, it really just touched my heart so much from the standpoint, well, truly, why isn't there a line to see Jesus in the mall?
Right.
So really, long story short, went down to the Treasure Coast Mall here and spoke to the manager. And long, long story short, we were able to, in this day of secularism and not wanting to have Jesus in public places, etc., convince them that, like anyone, I should be able to do this. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we rented a space in the mall. We engaged actually St. Bernadette's Church in Port St. Lucie, their youth ministry, and that was on Mary and Joseph. We requested that people bring toys for the toys, U.S. Marine Corps Toys for Tots program,
right,
to collect toys. And Bill, truly, the expression on people's faces as they walked through the mall and saw a living nativity was just precious.
There was the line. I mean, the song that Becky Kelly put out there, "Where's the Line to Seeing Jesus?" You answered that by making it possible to have a line for people to come and see Jesus and give gifts. And, you know, it's just an incredible promotion and one that we believe that should be ignited across the country, especially in this time of confusion and a time where the people really need, they need to see Jesus.
And especially, I know, with the prayer march that was had by Franklin Graham.
Right.
In Washington, D.C., and Jonathan Kahn with the Harbinger 2, but a return to God.
Right.
And that truly also touched. So we moved it up one step. And on December the 5th here in Fort Pierce, and on December the 12th in Port St. Lucie at Met Stadium, we're going to have a line to see Jesus at each one of these locations. With, because of COVID, we wanted to do this as a mini music fest to celebrate Jesus' birthday.
Right.
But in lieu of that, what we're doing this as a drive-through in their large parking lot area.
Yes.
We're going to have a living nativity. We will not have animals, but we will have a nativity. We're requesting that people, we're doing this to try and at this point in time in our country to bring unity to our community through Jesus.
Yes, amen.
His Christian family values back into the United States.
Right.
And what
exactly.
We're doing is we're requesting that people come through this drive-through, bring an unwrapped toy, which will be donated to the needy children in our county. And at the same time, we're requesting donations for St. Vincent de Paul Mission and for Sarah's Kitchen.
Can they bring toys as like they did last year?
Yes, this is what we're requesting, that they bring toys. Now, the cool thing is really we would love for this to go all throughout the country.
Well, you're setting this up so that they can be in touch with you, and you can tell them how simple it is to do this. I mean, and you've done other things too. Oh, by the way, just a little sidebar here: what Kevin's done in New York. Of course, a lot of people are moving out of New York, and New York's known for its billboards. There's an atheist billboard there. You know, says what Santa keep the Mary. You know, it says Santa keep the Mary, Jesus. Jesus dumped the myth.
That was so frustrating to see that in such a public place, keep the Mary but dump the myth. So
yes.
Our response to this is we created a billboard, and everything is on linetoseejesus.com if you go on that website. But this billboard,
yes,
to respond to secularism's billboard, our billboard is Merry Christmas, it's my birthday, come join the celebration. RSVPJesus.org. And you can go on our website, RSVPJesus.org, which also is the same website for Line to See Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a, we'll give you information how you can contact a billboard company and have that sign in your community to share that message of bringing Christ back into Christmas.
Well, you know, people are crying out for peace all the time, Kevin, and I've said to people, you know, and I shared it with you when we had, you know, had coffee, and we were sitting down there at Perkins Restaurant, and I said, you know, what God has shown me was that, you know, because you hear people, you know, they're saying, you know, no justice, no peace, no justice, no peace. And you know, I felt like, you know, God had impressed upon me is that, you know, no Jesus, you know, no Jesus, no peace. And it's not the K-N-O-W, it's just no. If you don't have Jesus, you're not going to have peace. And this is what it really comes down to. And I understand this message, you know, even here in America or around the world, but in America, you say 350 million people. I mean, there are people who are atheists that they look at Jesus as a myth and they want to dump that myth. Well, look at sadly. I mean, it's sad because you're being blinded and not knowing the truth. And Jesus himself said he is the way, the truth, and the life. I mean, think about that. Think about that Jesus is those three critical things, the very thing that we're crying out for. And so right now we've got people rioting in the street. They're destroying their communities and that sort of thing. And they're, you know, yelling, no justice, no peace. But you can't have justice. You can't have peace without Jesus. I mean, and Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, the government's not going to give it to you. No. Jesus is the source of this, and as much as possible, this side of heaven, that we can realize this, there is some self-responsibility that needs to be administered here. And, you know, take it from, you know, two men who've gone through experience. I mean, we speak from our experience. We're not speaking from some sort of theory. We've lived life in such a way that we knew, we've realized life without Jesus, and we don't want to go back there again. You know, and it's all very practical. And by the same token, we want everybody to have what we have. And when we see, you know, a big lie out there in New York, you know, because you got millions of people that go through there, even right now in the era of COVID, a lot of people going through New York and a lot of people leaving New York, too. But maybe the last thing they see is something as goofy as Santa, keep the merry, you know, and Jesus dumped the myth. I mean, if that's the last thing they remember, how sad, right?
We truly have to bring God back into our society. And this is, you know, I would like to thank a support to the march, the prayer march in
right.
Washington for Franklin Graham and Jonathan Cahn.
And the return, because it's all about revival. I mean, you can't have, you cannot have revival until you have repentance. And that's what we need to, we first come to repentance, then we'll have revival. But this is the end game for people of faith and what we need right now, right?
And everyone can join us. We've been blessed by having other churches, Indian River Presbyterian Church, and St. Anastasia, St. Mark. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to bring all Christian churches together at this Line to See Jesus, which anyone can do in their community. It's wonderful being on your show, Bill, to share this mm-hmm. message in your community in the 300 markets that we're talking to now. Wow. Have a Line to See Jesus. Go onto the website. There's a methodology of doing it in COVID. Do it as a drive-through. And the other thing we have is our response is also to show a new Christmas symbol,
yes.
Christ Street Christmas Cross.
Mm-hmm. And it's all right there, and we've got to leave it there for right now. Kevin, again, God bless you for doing this, and I want to encourage our listeners and, you know, churches, you know, throughout the markets that that we're touching here right now, that they will respond. They can be in touch with you at the website, and if they have any further questions, then they can follow up with you direct, and you can encourage them and help them with the how-to have their own line to see Jesus in their own communities, right?
Yes, this is how we show that we are returning to God by having a line to see Jesus, collect toys for the needy children in your community, and financial donations to help feed the hungry this Christmas. Let's show Jesus that we are coming back and returning
Amen.
To him.
Amen. And go to the website for more information, linetoseejesus.com. Kevin Austin has been with us. Kevin, thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase.